With the large numbers losing their jobs because of COVID-19, Dairy New Zealand has launched a publicity campaign to encourage people to consider changing careers and getting into dairy farming. Susan Murray has been finding out more.
Radio New Zealand News at 5. Morena, I'm Vicky Mackay. Good morning. Netball New Zealand's chief executive, Jenny Wiley, has described it as heartening that the government...
Dairy farmers, we know, start their days early. What a turn-off. A couple of the negatives with dairying, the hours, having to get up pretty early, how's that?
I think as long as you're okay waking up in the morning. And that's, if you're someone that wakes up at 10:30 or 12 on a normal day, then you're going to struggle. But you probably struggle in every industry, to be honest.
If you love the job, listen up. I was at university and I had 3 classes a week. None of them started before 11 o'clock. And I could not make those lectures. I did not enjoy what I was doing. I can wake up here at 3:30 in the morning and come to work. I'm tired sometimes, but, you know, we get a weekend off and you recharge.
And it's seasonal, so, you know, there are times of year. Calving is a big one, and that was when I was coming into farming. Everyone said, oh, God, if you survive calving, you'll be okay. And I had this expectation that I was going to, you know, be on my last legs by the end of it. And it wasn't easy, but certainly it wasn't as hard as I was expecting it to be. Another great thing about farming that often gets overlooked is that, yeah, you're up early, but it also means you're going home to your house, and I can't tell you how nice it is to be able to go home and sit there and have a nice long breakfast at home.
To be honest, I don't think it's as crazy hours as everyone sort of makes it out to be. Like, it's persistent, which is probably the hardest part. Like, it's
looking back when I started, the hours and the expectation, I guess, you know, only 7 years ago, it's totally changed now. If you're not looking after your employees, if they're not in a workplace that's enjoyable, they're going to leave. When they leave, that's a massive hole to fill. We've got a really good team here, so I'm trying to do everything I can to make sure that they're happy in their role.
And being happy in their role means Dana gets to pick the music in the milking parlour. But we have to meet them properly. They're all career changers. That is, they started out doing something totally different and changed to dairy farming. They're on a 1,000 cow farm in Eastern Bay of Plenty, about 40 minutes east of Tauranga.
Thomas Chatfield, I'm a contract milker here, 6 years dairy farming.
Dana Rowe, I'm a dairy assistant.
Tim Wilson, I'm a farm assistant here.
Before this, I was a physio. And I switched, there wasn't really any thought given to it, but I had a friend who needed a hand, and I didn't have a job at the time. I was looking at going overseas, heading to Australia, so I figured why not give it a shot, and then kind of fell in love with the job after starting, I guess. Yeah.
I was studying a Bachelor in Performing Arts, and Thomas needed a hand over the summer, and I was like, oh yeah, I'll just do that in the university break. And then a staff member left here and I never went back to university, and I'm still here 3 years later.
You miss university?
Not at all. I hated being in the city.
I was a strength and conditioning coach for 6 years.
You had a degree in?
Degree in sports science and a postgrad diploma in strength and conditioning, and was halfway through my master's as well, and then sort of realised wasn't really the future I wanted for myself and the family, and started talking and found out you could come into dairy late and there was support for you and a pathway, so we just took the plunge.
And so it wasn't a difficult decision for any of you to make?
No, not at all. I mean, I had nothing to lose. I wasn't working at the time, and it was an opportunity, and I thought, I didn't want to look back and, you know, years down the line and go, man, I wish I'd given that a shot.
From a farm?
No, not at all. And Tim and I are both city boys. Dana grew up rural, but I love the idea of being outside, so thought I'd give it a crack, and yeah, it stuck.
I grew up on the farm, but I was always going to be a superstar, and Mum and Dad kept on saying, you know, you should go farming, because I loved working on the farm with my dad on the weekends, but I was like, oh my gosh, no, I'm not going farming, I'm going to be a superstar. And then I came and actually gave farming a crack on my own terms and love everything about farming.
It took me about an hour to make up my mind. It took a bit longer to convince the wife. We had just bought our first home. I was sort of in a pretty good place in my last career. I was earning the most I'd earned in ages, and things were looking pretty good, and I think it took her a bit by surprise. But after sort of half a week of convincing, and once I showed her around the farm and sweet-talked her into the pros and cons, then, yeah, we made the jump, and within 5 weeks I was working on the farm. So, yeah, it all happened pretty quick from once we made the decision.
And you did have a house in the city?
Yeah, well, we were living in Tauranga. We had just bought a house in Greaton. I was working in the Mount. My wife's a nurse at Tauranga Hospital. She's still working there. Well, we just popped out a little kid, but she will be back working there again soon. I mean, I'm off at the moment. Like I said, I just popped out a baby.
Well, thank you for coming along. What sort of baby? Well,
I'm happy to stay. We can keep this going for a couple of hours. What sort of baby? It's a Frisian cross. No, it's a little boy. Yeah. Yeah, no, he's pretty good, so we'll hopefully have him ready to help carving this time next year, maybe.
And why did you make the decision?
Why? So I always wanted to be a farmer, loved the idea of it, but didn't really know we could. And then my wife's best mate, she's a dairy farmer, and I was talking to her dad, and he started talking about how there's sort of a shortage of staff in the industry and how there was actually opportunities to, you know, make a bit of money and work to the top. There's heaps of security, and, I mean, it's a pretty good example of the job I had this time last year is now not a job. I was working with rugby teams in an international rugby academy when you can't bring players in at the moment, so that industry is going to really struggle for a little bit. So we're pretty stoked we made the call because, you know, we've been fine throughout this.
And there have been a few mentions there of money, so I think it's time to hear from the boss.
I'm Tim Mackle, Chief Executive of Dairy NZ. We're an industry good body for the dairy sector, and we're owned by farmers and we're funded by farmers, and we're there to help them really with a better future.
What about pay rates?
Look, they are fairly good. I mean, you can come in off the street, so to speak, and earn something in the 40,000 range and grow pretty quickly. And, you know, to become a herd manager, average is probably around 70. Larger herds getting upwards above that. And farm manager, six figures. And oftentimes what's worked into that is accommodation. The good thing about dairy farming, and maybe, you know, compared to some more extensive farming, is that a lot of farms are close to urban centres. And right now, you know, particularly centres like the Waikato, Canterbury, Otago, Southland are where a lot of the jobs are right now. And they actually correspond with some of the tourism jobs and hospitality jobs too. So I think there's a bit of a win-win there too, I think, Susan, with location.
And the career changes, what do they think?
Yeah, so going from a university degree, well-paid physiotherapy job to dairy farming, I think people that were most concerned were my parents, that I was giving away this pretty good career that I had to go back to basically minimum wage. You're really lucky that on a farm you do have a lot of your needs in terms of housing and oftentimes food, meat and milk taken care of, so there is that offside. But it took a bit of getting used to. Fast forward a few years now, so this is my seventh year dairy farming. I'm well ahead of where I would have been had I stayed in physiotherapy. I'm my own boss. It's hard work, but you know, I can make it work around what else I've got going on.
For me, it's a no-brainer. This is probably the biggest gig I've had as a performing arts student, and I'm a dairy farmer. So, you know, there's not a huge opportunity in New Zealand for art students to make money, and there are tons of people doing it. I came here and I'd say I was making way more money than I would have been as an 18-year-old at the time, and I'm a 21-year-old in a 3-bedroom house making decent living, good amount of savings. I'm really happy, I've got a life plan, and I'm getting sort of more opportunity to be in leadership and stuff.
Just as a point to what Dana was saying, so Dana works for me on the farm. I don't know that there would be many places where someone in their second year of farming are pretty well overseeing what is a multi-million-dollar operation. When I'm not here, Dana and Tim are responsible for the place. I just can't see any other major industries where that sort of responsibility is available if people want to take it. So, yeah.
Like, my wife and I started talking about, obviously, like, what is the sort of next step is, I suppose there's a couple of options. You can go maybe that more traditional route, like the old school route, where you go and contract milk, maybe a smaller farm and work up from there. But at the moment, we're really loving working on a bigger farm with the team, and I don't see why there's a reason you can't stay following that route more. And We really enjoy the fact you're actually working with other people, which is maybe something that in the past has scared people away from the industry. So at this point, that's what we're thinking, is stay on a big farm and managing a bigger farm at some point. And I think there's more and more of those opportunities popping up as farms get bigger.
Yeah, Tim and I are pretty much running the grazing plans and things like that. So I've gone from within half a year being a dairy assistant riding around to now knowing how to run most of the farm, and then management from here, and hopefully getting to own a farm one day.
The dairy sector is certainly hoping that comments like this will encourage some Kiwis out of work because of COVID-19 to look at a career change. There are 1,000 jobs going at present on dairy farms, and Dairy NZ's Tim Mackle says come June and July there will be more. In fact, by September, if work visas for the majority of the 5,000 migrant dairy workers aren't sorted out, there could be a flood of jobs. To help people think about a career change, Dairy NZ has relaunched its Go Dairy campaign.
As part of that, we're going to have a training program, and we kicked that off in June this year. And that's going to last a few weeks, and it will give, you know, some theory and some practical experience and some health and safety. That'll be a taster. We're also working with the government on that, and also on how we integrate people into that workforce. And we're going to team up with farmers, make sure that they have the right settings at their place to look after those workers as well. So it's going to be quite an integrated program. But look, mate, you know, no bones about it. At times it is hard work, there's no doubt about it, but it's extremely satisfying.
The support from the likes of Dairy NZ, the Dairy Women's Network, Primary ITO, the competitions that are involved in the dairy industry, like the Dairy Industry Awards, there are so many places where you can get a huge amount of support and knowledge to help grow on farm, basically.
Interview here as well. Oh, she's a career changer as well. She's come from sheep and beef, and now she's dairy farming.
How did she enjoy the change?
Took a bit of getting used to not being in a kennel all the time, I think, but she's definitely warmed up to it, I would say. I think she enjoys being able to lie in the sun for most of the day in between the small amount of work we get her to do on the dairy farm.
I guess that is one thing. You do have to like animals, don't you? It wouldn't be a job if you didn't have an affinity, do you think? Probably seems funny asking it, but...
Well, no, yeah. I don't think you'd meet a dairy farmer that said he didn't like cows. I mean, cows are pretty cool. They're characters in their own right, and you'd think we've got 1,000 cows here and how would you tell one from the other, but the number of cows that we've got named in the herd and their different sort of personalities, yeah, you get to know them and it's quite cool. The other thing is, it's not all animals. There's a lot of other parts to the farm that function outside of that, so there's a balance.
You can love heavy machinery as well and be pretty stoked to be farming. I don't know, yeah, it's definitely for me a passion for animals.
To be honest, I didn't know that much about cows before coming farming. I've always loved other animals. Didn't know a hell of a lot about cows. But, like Thomas said, since coming in, you find that they do have little personalities and some are a bit annoying. They won't walk onto the yard until you give them a little pad or a kiwi fruit or something like that, which can, you know, at 3:30 in the morning, sometimes you just want to hurry up. But at the same time, makes it a bit, more unique. And also it changes that routine you're talking about. Like, because they're animals, it's not the same every day. And there's a lot of people say dairy farming is this production line type work and factory type work, but it's really not, because they're different every day.
To what extent did the image of dairying make you think twice, you two that have perhaps come more recently, because it has not had a good rap?
Yeah, I suppose I didn't think too much about it. You've obviously seen, you see the things in the media, and but I don't know, you always take that with a pinch of salt. You know, most of the stuff you see on there is going to be usually not the full story, and especially the stuff around dirty dairying and whatnot. Yeah, maybe something that didn't put me off coming, but I know it probably put other people off coming. They think that we're just killing the environment. But I mean, go for a swim in the canal out there. It's not too shabby. So, and it's probably even.
Yeah, I don't. We're apparently the people that don't care about the environment, but I've never met someone who spends as much time outside and caring for pastures, animals, the environment. We have waterway agreements, everything, than dairy farmers. We're out here protecting it and doing what we can.
And a final piece of advice from one of the career changers.
Yeah, don't be afraid to give it a go. And then to make it super simple, go and talk to dairy farmers as well. I don't know a dairy farmer that wouldn't be happy to have a chat to someone interested in getting in the industry. Head up the tanker track, be polite, introduce yourself and ask if you can, you know, pick their brain for 10 minutes. I'm sure they'll say yes.
That was Thomas Chatfield. We also heard from Dana Rowe and Tim Wilson. In terms of finding jobs, Thomas says the Fonterra Fence Post website is a great resource. It's where he advertises all his jobs. The Dairy NZ course Tim Mackle was talking about is a farm-ready entry-level training course. It starts on June the 8th and is free to people who are serious about working on dairy farms. There is also provision for wages support for the first few weeks the new recruits are on the job, recognising that staff new to farming require support and supervision as they become familiar with the work. Inquiries about the course have already come in from people who have lost their jobs. They include a former fly fishing guide, someone in film and television, another in banking and finance, a couple of commercial pilots, a biologist, a welder, and people from construction and forestry. You can register your interest on the Dairy NZ website and we'll put a link to it on the Country Life webpage, rnz.co.nz/countrylife.